Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 5th of December, Rest and Refreshing. The word brings rest and refreshing as it rains down upon a hearer because of its cleansing and regenerating effect upon them. The Lord, through the prophet Isaiah, likened the ministry of this word to raining righteousness on his people, saying, "Rain down, you heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it." The word of righteousness that rains down upon a hearer brings forth salvation. This is the implication of the washing of regeneration by the water of the word as a person walks in obedience to the word of Christ on the pathway of salvation. It is timely to consider whether the ministry of the word, which is addressing our carnal projections, is causing us to be glad and to rejoice through godly mourning in the same way that Peter rejoiced when he received and began to inherit his name. We recall that he went from his encounter with the eyes of the Lord, weeping and singing, "He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God." If this is not our testimony, is the word of righteousness that is likened to the rain causing us further discouragement and weariness? If so, we are at risk of the same condemnation as Judas, for we are spurning the faith of God that has been made available to us in his word, and we are choosing to live according to the image of our own fabrication. This will be evident by our contrary responses to the word, which are provoked by oppressive familiar spirits. The references used in today's devotions are Isaiah chapter 45, verse 8, Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, Titus chapter 3, verses 4 to 7, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26, and Psalm 40, verses 2 and 3. For further study, Hebrews chapter 4.